This is Where We Live. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Contraception is viewed as a preventative health service, so under the Federal Affordable Care Act, insurance pays for it. But on Monday, a new administrative rule by the Trump administration went into effect to make it easier for employers to claim an exemption to this mandate. But that rule hasn't gone into effect in all states, including Connecticut. For an update, joining us is Samantha Young, California politics correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Samantha, welcome to Where We Live.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Back up a little. Tell us what happened in November related to free access to birth control under the ACA.
Well, as you mentioned, the ACA provides preventative services, which includes birth control at no cost to women. And the Trump administration wanted to build upon some exemptions that are in the law that would allow any company, virtually any company, to offer employees health insurance, that they would allow those companies to claim a religious or a moral exemption if they don't want to provide or have an objection to providing their employees contraception coverage.
And so previously, under the Hobby Lobby case, there were particular employers that were able to claim this exemption, but advocates were worried that this new rule would make anybody able to say that they weren't going to provide birth control coverage based on their personal beliefs.
That's exactly right. The previous rule, it found that the Supreme Court allowed companies, privately held companies with religious objections, could refuse birth control coverage. This new rule, proposed rule by the Trump administration, would expand that and allow virtually any company to claim not just a religious exemption, but a moral objection.
And a federal judge recently ruled that this temporary injunction, including Connecticut, so there were 13 states and Washington, D.C., led by California, to put a hold on this rule. But this is just temporary. So in terms of a timeline, what does this mean for these particular states who are fighting this new rule, Samantha?
Yeah, what we had was two back-to-back rulings on Sunday. As you mentioned, there was a ruling out of California that from a federal judge saying that these rules would be blocked in 13 states, including Connecticut. And then yesterday, there was a similar case in a Pennsylvania court. A federal judge there ruled that these blocked the rules nationwide. So for now, the rules are not in effect. They've been put on hold. We do expect the administration to appeal, and so this case will continue out in court. As far as the timeline, that's anybody's guess. These things take time as they go through the courts, but for now, the rule is in effect.
The Affordable Care Act has been around for some time, so people may forget that birth control can be prohibitively expensive for some. So the fear is that if this rule is upheld, that women would be not able to access important contraception.
That's exactly right. Advocacy groups especially point to low-income women, college students who you know, living paycheck to paycheck, don't have a big monthly income. And so, monthly birth control could cost $50 a month. And so you have some women who are going to forgo paying, having that expense. And then the argument is that there'll be an uptick in unplanned pregnancies, and of course that costs more than preventative birth control.
Samantha Young is California politics correspondent for Kaiser Health News. I'm curious, Samantha, if you could just explain a little of the rationale from the Justice Department side that doesn't see any problem with this new administrative rule. If employers aren't required to provide contraception coverage in insurance, where do they think that women will be able to get this access to this care?
Well, that's a great question, and in their ruling, the Trump administration, they said in the regulations they put forward, they believe that their rules would apply to a very small fraction, is how they phrase it, of women in the United States, about 127,000 women nationwide. So they're arguing that this really doesn't have a big impact, and that women do have other places that they could go for these services when it comes to low-income women, there are a number of states that do provide coverage for them, or they get grant funding. So they do say there's a way for these women to get this coverage. The California Attorney General, along with the Pennsylvania Attorney General, dispute those claims. They say those numbers are faulty. They're way underestimated. But the problem is that these rules haven't actually been put into place, so we just don't know how many employers might take advantage of these.
There's a lot of court battles to keep straight, but also there is the case that is challenging the Affordable Care Act as a whole. I'm saying it's unconstitutional because of the tax penalty no longer in place. Where does that stand, Samantha?
That case is in Texas, being argued in Texas, and the district court there ruled that case, the Affordable Care Act, to be unconstitutional. As you said, you mentioned the individual mandate and the tax penalty. Congress in 2007, as part of their tax bill, they eliminated the tax penalty on people who don't have insurance. And as a result, the Republican Attorney General in Texas filed a lawsuit challenging just the constitutionality of the whole Affordable Care Act, saying that because there's no tax penalty now, the Congress just doesn't have the authority to carry out all these health exchanges and all the provisions that were included in the Affordable Care Act. And so the federal government typically would have stepped in and defended that case because it's a federal law. They chose not to. So California, along with a number of other states, have stepped in and they are trying to defend the law. They lost their case in district court and they've appealed. So that's another case where we're just kind of waiting and seeing. For now, the Affordable Care Act, it's still law. The judge should say that, you know, let the law continue until this case can be heard in the appeals court.
And what have all these challenges done to people's trust that they should be enrolling in the Affordable Care Act? Has that impacted enrollment numbers at all?
Well, it's interesting. You know, there hasn't been this big, massive departure from federal health insurance programs or from state health insurance programs. The enrollment period was a lot shorter this time, so we did see a little bit of a decline, but we don't really know why that happened, if that's because of all the uncertainty, if it's because there was a shorter enrollment period this year. So, but as far as the kind of like this opening the floodgates of people dropping their health insurance because there's no mandate or because there's uncertainty over the law, we haven't really seen that happen yet.
Well, Samantha Young, thanks for keeping us updated on this moving story. Again, she's California politics correspondent for Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Thanks for joining us.